Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وسئل عليه السلام عن الإيمان فقال الإيمان معرفة بالقلب وإقرار باللسان وعمل بالأركان.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam was asked about belief when he said, belief means appreciation with the heart, acknowledgement with the tongue, and action with the limbs.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, of course, we find that his eminence was really this paragon of justice and this beautiful, divine, harmonious justice. Now, we find that in the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, there were individuals who were, you know, they were opposed to His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam. And so, if we do a little bit of reflection at the historical personalities that were the contemporaries of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we will find that those who opposed His Eminence usually were in opposition not to the actual individual Imam Ali alayhi salam. They didn't have a personal vendetta against the entity, I guess, known as Imam Ali alayhi salam. But matter of fact, they had a problem and an opposition to the persona of Imam Ali, the actions of Imam Ali, the manners of Imam Ali, the things that Imam Ali alayhi salam did. That's what they really had a problem with, right? And so, I guess in one sense, you can say that the entity and the persona and the actions are one. And so, yes, perhaps they did also have an innate problem with who Imam Ali alayhi salam was. But I guess, you know, we shouldn't really digress. But what we were saying was that when we see the opposition to Imam Ali, it was mostly the opposition to the justice of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The people, you know, had become used to a life and a society that had injustice among it, and injustice had become a very critical and important part of life. So whether it was injustice on a financial level, or it was on a social class level, or it was on a ethnic or national background level. So I guess if we kind of specifically talk about things, but the handing out of the public treasury, the Baytul Mal, of course, this was something that was done in an unjust manner. Some people received more, some people received less, based upon these merits which were not delineated by the Almighty Allah. You know, so for example, the Ansar or the muhajir, based upon this, they would receive more or less. You know, when it came to social class, for example, the poor end up receiving less, the rich end up receiving more. When we go to national ethnic background, the Arabs would receive more, the Persians or the non-Arabs would receive less. So this is just the financial aspect, you know. And of course, the justice of Imam Ali alayhi salam in all the different aspects of life was something that these people who had gotten used to an unjust society were opposed to. And so they stood up and they rose against Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, for us, we have to realize that if we are going to be just individuals, if we are going to try to implement justice in our lives, and even in the lives of those around us, to the best of our ability, that it's probably going to result in opposition. Whether it's on an individual level, a societal level, and even a national level, you know, we find that the Islamic Republic of Iran, for example, is trying its best to implement justice among its own people and among the people around them. And hopefully, you know, this divine justice and balance and harmony on a global level, because of that, they have incurred the wrath of those who want the world to be in an unjust manner. And so, again, despite the enmity, like Imam Ali alayhi salam, we as an individual and as a society must remain steadfast, because this is the true path of the Almighty Allah. A very comprehensive lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
When we stand up for namaz, what is our niyat? This namaz, this number of rakat, and then we say verbally or in mind, qurbatan ilallah. What does that mean? Qurbatan ilallah. We are doing this, I'm doing this, in order to seek closeness or nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that qurb or zikr, again, it has different levels. An ordinary person like me, when he stands on the musalla, although I'm saying qurbatan ilallah, mind is probably not there. I'm doing the namaz on the musalla, but my mind is somewhere else. But there are people, depending on their levels, when they say Allahu Akbar, when they do this niyat of qurbatan ilallah, they actually are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only the words and the actions, their mind and heart are with the ibadah that they are doing. And if you look at that level, you know, a person like me would be aware of the surroundings. But a person who is really going into that state of becoming qurbatan ilallah is oblivious of the surrounding around himself. Because now his heart and mind is not there. It is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look at the ayat of vilayat, it's actually an ayat which talks about such a situation. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, a very prominent Sunni mufassir of Quran, and has a very extensive tafsir. You know, the big bulky volumes of the old days, about 20 volumes. In the tafsir of this ayat, in surah number 5, ayat 55, he talks about the occasion of this ayat, when was it revealed. And he narrates a narration from Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, a very prominent Sahabi of the Prophet, accepted by all Muslims. And he is narrating, he says, صَلَّيْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمًا صَلَاةَ الظُّهْرِ. He says, one day we prayed Salat al-Zuhr with the Prophet in Masjid al-Nabi. And after that, he was sitting with the Prophet and others. And others were doing their nafila. فَسَأَلَ سَائِلٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. A beggar came around asking for help. فَلَمْ يُعْتِيهِ أَحَدٌ. Nobody gave him anything. When this beggar went around asking for help, nobody gave anything, what did he do? He raised his hands towards the heavens and he prayed to complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللَّهُمَّ اشْحَدْ إِنِّي سَأَلْتُ فِي مَسْجِدِ الرَّسُولِ. Oh Allah, you be witness. I ask for help in Masjid al-Rasul. فَمَا عَتَانِي أَهَدٌ شَيْئًا. Nobody gave me anything. وَعَلِيٌّ. Abu Buzar says, we heard his complaint. وَعَلِيٌّ كَانَ رَاكِعًا. Ali was doing his nafila prayers. He was in ruku. فَأَوْمَأَ إِلَيْهِ بِخِنْسِرِهِ الْيُمْنَى. Ali extended his right hand towards the beggar and indicated towards his smaller finger. وَكَانَ فِيهِ خَاتِمٌ. There was a ring in that smaller finger. فَأَقْبَلَ السَّائِلُ حَتَّى أَخَذَ الْخَاتَمَ بِمَرْعَمْ نَبِيٍّ. The beggar came forward, took out the ring from the finger of Ali, while the Prophet was witness of what is going on.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.